What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and this is Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Spin-Off Series Thursdays. Chill! What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, and this week's sponsorship is from Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and read them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in ever of the internet, the entire web becomes listenable all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose, start playing, start scrolling, and start listening. You can follow any topics as you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin, even for the Kardashians. It will find you on the latest article and you read them to you out loud. And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, is on there as well. Yes, it is. Shout out to Newsly for that. I start using it as my default podcast app. Download and use Newsly for free from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description. Use the promo code Mr. Gentleman that I will also put in the description and receive 1 month free premium subscription. So you already know, y'all, download Newsly now. Check it out. Support them, y'all. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast, and enjoy the show. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast presents the Old School Show with Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman.
And the star Roddy Rod, where we talk anything old school.
True! Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, 1/4 of the Premier Boys Podcast, and your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents The Old School Show, a part of Spin-Off Series Thursdays. Hope all is well. And myself and my co-host, the Star Rider Rod, we are back with another new episode of The Old School Show. And on this episode, we will be discussing reboot shows. So we're going to dive into the original series and the reboot series of the show that we'll be talking about today. And y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
Hi, Miracles. It's Mariah Dumas, and you are now tuned in to Mr. Gentleman's Lifestyle Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spin-Off Series all in one Day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m. The Old School Show with myself and the Star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, the Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
This the Star Roddy Rod, and you are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, it's time for another episode of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast Presents The Old School Show. And, you know, I got to bring back my bro, the co-host of The Old School Show, my bro, the Star Roddy Rod. Welcome back to The Old School Show.
Yeah, what's good, man? I'm here. What's up? It's the Old School Show. Anything old school, what's good?
Yeah, there you go. And it's definitely been a while since we did the show. Virgil, how you been, bro? Since it's been a while we did the Old School Show. How you been, by the way?
Life stuff. Just trying to keep my head up in these times. That's it.
There you go. There you go. And yes, and today we're going to talk about reboot shows. We're going to talk about reboot shows. And question, Ronnie, how you feel about the reboot shows?
Some of them are really shouldn't have been rebooted. Some of them are really good, though, but I really enjoy some. And then others, I feel like they should have just left them alone. So that's how I feel.
Yeah, I feel like reboots, so it depends on which one. I feel like some of them is actually good. There's a lot of successful ones. Some of them, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. But we're going to talk about some, we got a list of them we're going to talk about today. And Philip, we spoke about a little bit of it on like frequency, but we never did a full episode on this until basically now. So the first show that we're going to talk about is Full House. So first, you know, the original show is Full House. It started on 1989. And then this reboot have The Fuller House, started in 2016. So we're going to talk about how you feel about the original and then how you feel about the reboot.
The original was good. It was nice. You had a lot going on, a lot of issues, you know, between what was it, DJ and Steph and Michelle and the guys. And it was really a lot going on. It was really interesting. But I feel like even with the reboot is added on because everybody's more mature and, you know, they couldn't bring back everybody. So it was a little missing piece there, as you could say. That's how I feel about it. But I love the Full House during the time, yeah.
Yeah, Full House was a really cool show. You know, I watched Full House growing up. Of course, when it was on TGIF, you know, every Friday night. I believe it came on 8 p.m. either, I think, like before Family Matters. And, you know, Full House was a really good show, you know. And I like every character on the show. It was a good family show, you know. Then, of course, when I heard about Fuller House, that came on Netflix, I was like, oh, right, okay. And it was based on the daughters, you know, DJ, the DJ family. Stephanie was back. Kimmy was back. She had a daughter. and they pretty much took over the house. And it was really good. Most of the cast did came back, except for Mary-Kate and Ashley, of course. But yeah, I felt like Fuller House was a really good show. You know, it was a really good show. And Fuller House had 9 seasons. Fuller House has 5 seasons. And it was rumored for another season once they found out about Bob Saget passed away. I'm not sure that is still a thing, because they were based on that newest season based on like a tribute season for Bob Saget. But I'm not sure if that happened. But yeah, I can say out of all of the reboot shows, Fuller House, I believe, was one of the most successful one, in my opinion. Do you feel like Fuller House was one of the successful ones?
Fuller House was just all right to me, in my opinion. It did its thing. It did what it was supposed to do with the continuation, and it seemed like it flowed. It seemed like it wasn't like too much of a change up with the social norms and a lot of the stories. So it seemed like it flowed. That's what I gotta say for that.
I did go. Alright, the next show we got on the list is Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which the original one came out in 1990 and had 6 seasons. And then we got the reboot of called Bel-Air that came out 2022, which is not exactly a direct reboot, but they made this one more of a drama than it was. It originally was a comedy. How you feel about, you know, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and then how you feel about Bel-Air?
I love Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was great. It was funky. It was great. It was fun. Will Smith was funny. The storylines was funny. The whole Hillary being a diva. And of course, rest in peace, James Avery. Yes, yes. Love him, love his character. Jeffrey was the fact that they call him G, and the storylines, like in the later seasons, was real. Mm-hmm. Like the one with the gun, remember that?
Yeah.
And then the one when they said Carlton's a sellout, like.
Yeah.
It's one of those shows, like, they started off really funny and cool, and then they started to put a lot of, later season, they started to put drama. Of course, with Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you had the change of the outfit.
Yeah.
And the introduction of Nikki, and you had a lot of guest stars on there. Will Smith definitely had a lot of guest appearances, including Donald Trump.
Right.
And Sherman Hemsley.
Yep.
Which was one of my favorite episodes, with Sherman Hemsley episodes.
Yeah, my too. He was on there for a couple time, actually. But he played different roles, though.
Yeah, I remember. I'm saying, I just remember, like, his episodes was always fun to watch.
Yeah. I was just saying that he played different roles, different characters on Fresh Prince.
Oh,
in one episode he played himself, like the one you mentioned, the same episode John Trump was on. Then another one he played when you pulled with Uncle Phil's rival.
Yeah. And I think Boyz II Men or New Edition had a music video on Fresh Prince.
Well, actually, funny thing, both of them was on the show. Both of them. Was
Somebody
on the show.
Made a music video.
I think it was BBD, I believe.
BBD. Okay. Yeah. So I was close.
Yeah, you just do with the man. No, we do New Edition. Like, I mean, it's just like 3 of them, though. But you're right.
BBD. And that was one thing that I noticed. Like, no, I just loved Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It was fun. It was entertaining. Everybody pulled their weight. The storylines, I liked it. Yeah, I loved it.
I'm gonna talk about Fresh Prince, and we'll talk about Bel-Air. I agree with you. You pretty much said a lot of it. You know, I enjoy Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Definitely one of my favorite comedy, you know, to sitcom. growing up. I loved it even more pretty much as I got older, you know. And I love every character, of course. Everybody was dope, you know, Carlton, Jazz, you know, Ashley, Hillary, rest in peace, Uncle Phil, Pharrell. And yeah, you know, they had a lot of guest appearances. You know, I had a crush on Lena Long character, Lisa, growing up. So yeah, French was definitely one of the best comedy. One of the best comedy in the 90s, definitely. And it's a really good show. And I agree with you, they had a lot of deep episodes. From, you know, Carlton is called to sell out. The gun, a Will Father episode, which I quote the Will Father episode, which was
definitely that one as well.
A really, really deep episode, and yeah, and I agree. You know, even though they changed Uncle Viv, even though the other Uncle Viv was pretty okay too. You know, she wasn't as bad. You know.
But you know how it is with Hollywood. Yeah. Once they start to fall in love with somebody, they don't want you to change the person in the middle of the show.
No, that's a fact. But I'm happy years later.
They rather the person would have been, you know, killed off or went away than still keep the character. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, of course, how they did it, it was petty, of course. How they did it with Petty, but I'm happy years later, bro, and Janet made up and, you know, stuff like that. So I'm happy about that. So yeah, at least they made up during the reunion. So that's all that matters. But yeah, bro, French Prince of Bel-Air was a really dope show. I enjoyed it. I even do enjoy it to this day. Now, how you feel about Bel-Air?
Bel-Air. I don't know, the dramedy was just too much. Like, they switched all these characters. I don't know, me going into Bel-Air, I'm pretty sure the listeners will understand too. Like, I guess we expected them not to do a whole 360 on these characters. But they changed everybody up. Like, you had the whole, you know, storyline with Will coming to Bel-Air and Jazz driving him in the car, and they become friends, and Jazz is dating Hillary and stuff. Like, it was just a little, it put me a little shocked, if you understand, you know?
Yeah.
To see all the changes, and then next, you know, you see the Jeffrey character's totally different, and Dr. Phil's totally different. And Hillary's now Ashley's gay. Ashley's lesbian, right?
Yeah. Or bi or whatever, something like that, yeah.
So, and then Carlton is just angry all the time and smoking coke. Sniffing coke. So yeah, I'm the first season I tried to give it a chance, but the second season was a little too much. I gotta see what they do next. I'm trying to stick it out and see what they do when they come back. I won't give up on it. I wasn't impressed how the second season came out though, and the controversies and the storylines was just turning me off because of how they try to make it into like a whole woke 2023 new millennial show. It was turning me off as an older person. So that's how I feel.
How I feel about Bel-Air? I feel like Bel-Air was a good show. I know everybody was expecting the same from the 90s, but I knew it wasn't. Because mind you, the dude that made Bel-Air did not own the characters from the 90s. Quincy Jones made the characters for the 90s. So I was pretty expecting them to be different, you know. I was expecting them to be different. I mean, yeah, some of the characters was interesting of how they did it, you know, with Ashley being lesbian. I feel like for Carlton, I feel like Carlton would have been the same way if they made a drama version in the 90s. I feel like for this one, they actually gave him more out there, basically. You know, like it was he pretty much acted how a rich person was supposed to act, basically.
Wow.
Like basically, yeah. Like give him more deeper his character. That's basically what I got. And you know, you said about the modern. Yeah, I think that's kind of the point. You know, it wasn't supposed to be like them in the 90s. It's supposed to be modern day. So I wasn't surprised about, you know, the woke part, none of that. But I feel like Berlin is a good show. Yeah, first season was really good. Second season was, I agree. I wouldn't feel the second season either. I wouldn't feel the second season. But yeah, they do got a third season coming out. Has not been announced yet. But I'm taking a guess that season 3 of Bel-Air will either be later this year or the beginning of 2025. So, you know, this is Bel-Air was one of the shows that was affected by the writer's strike. So, yeah. And out of all the shows that we got on the list, this is one of the only reboots that is still currently going on. A lot of the reboots that we got on this list, it's pretty much canceled right now, which is shockingly enough. And a lot of them were affected by the writer's strike. But yeah, so Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was on NBC for 6 seasons, and Bel-Air is on Peacock and going on season 3. So there you go. And that is Bel-Air. Next we got The Wonder Years. Now the first one was made in 1988. The second one was made in 2001. I know you did not watch the original, Roddy, so I'm not going to ask you about the original, but have you watched the reboot of The Wonder Years?
I watched the reboot. The reboot was nice. I watched a couple episodes. I think I'm going to continue it and see if I like it more.
Definitely support that show so that show can get re-picked up again. So I'm gonna talk about it then, since I grew up as a fan of the original. So the original one day was really good. It pretty much was about a white family and pretty much followed him around in the 1960s and stuff like that. Basically like a coming of age show, basically. You know, you grow up as a character, basically, and stuff like that. The main character for the original was Kevin, and he had a friend. He had a girl that he liked who was the next door. Yeah, basically, I'll play the talk about a white family in the 1960s to 70s. The original one that had 6 seasons, and the original one got canceled. So the original one was on ABC, just like the reboot, and it got canceled due to controversial with the main character, pretty much. So and the original ended really bad, basically. It didn't really have a great ending. I mean, it completed its run, I should say. It just didn't get renewed, basically. It just announced that it was the final season, and yeah. I did watch the original run growing up, but also watched it when it came on repeat, when it came on Channel 11 a couple years later. And now we got the reboot of One Year that came out in 2001. And when I found out they were having a reboot of this, I was really happy about it. You know, the original guy, Ben Savage, was who played the original guy. He pretty much started to co-wrote the reboot. Also, Lee Daniels did a reboot as well. And I enjoyed the reboot. You know, it was a really good show. I liked how they follow a black family on the reboot, you know, and it was a really good show. By season 2, the original guy got fired. The original guy who was the producer got fired off the show due to past situation that I mentioned that the show got killed in the first place. And it kind of hurt season 2. It was to the point that season 2 got delayed heavy for no reason. Season 2 got delayed heavy from, it was supposed to come out, I believe, the beginning of 2023. Then they pushed it back all the way to summer 2023. They didn't give it no promotion. And ABC pretty much didn't care about it. Let's see that. And the fact that ABC didn't care about it, even though it was a successful show, ABC canceled it because they didn't care about it. And plus, the writer's strike played a big part in that, too. So, yeah, I feel like one of these shows that should have been picked up by another network. So, yeah, as of now, the show is on Netflix now. And if y'all keep watching the show, it's a possibility Netflix can pick it up for another season. So, yeah. Also, shout out to Don Cheadle as he was the narrator in the reboot.
He was the narrator, right. Yeah.
And the original one, if you remember Home Alone, and you remember one of the burglars, he was the narrator in the original, one of the burglars of Home Alone. So yeah, so Wonder Years was a really good show, and there you go. The next show that I'm gonna talk about is The Game. So I'm gonna give a little backstory, fun fact. A lot of people do not know this about The Game. Originally, The Game was a spinoff of Girlfriends. I believe it was season five. They did a backdoor pilot where Melody was Joan's cousin. And they did a whole episode on Girlfriends. And it was a whole completely different cast. I didn't know. Almost everybody was the same except for Derwin and Kelly. Everybody else was pretty much the same. Then once The Game got picked up, CW gave them a whole show. First three seasons was on CW, then it got canceled, and then for a couple of years they campaigned for the show to come back, and then it came back for six other seasons on BET. Then we got a reboot a couple of years later on Paramount Plus. That was on Panama Play in 2021, and landed for two seasons before Panama Plus canceled it, which also was affected by the writer's strike. So, how y'all feel about The Game, the original one and the reboot?
The Game was dope, yo. It was a dope show, like very interesting, very exciting. I love The Game when it first started. I liked The Game, the couples Derwin and Melanie and Jason and what was his wife's name?
Kelly
and the mother and Tasha Mack and Malik. Yeah, and the cousin was fun too. TT was fun, yeah. And I enjoyed it. I'm not even gonna lie. I enjoyed it. I watched it every time it came on, every chance I did during that time. Even when they showed reruns on BET and whatnot, I was watching them before BET picked it up.
Yeah. Then how you feel about when BET actually picked it up? How you feel about it?
It just started to decline in my eyes. The quality of it started to decline with the changes, the cast. It was doing too much with the guest appearances. Then they had Brandy on the show, and they just started to bring in a whole bunch of different girls that was making the show. It was bringing more drama to the show. It was making it seem more like it was supposed to be like, you know, one of the ratchet shows in a way.
Yeah, it was less of a sitcom and more of a drama, basically.
Yeah, and all the situations that the later seasons from the reboot, it just turned me off from watching it at the time. Well, the BET version, yeah. So the BET version eventually got canceled too, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, it got a proper ending. Gotta pop in with BET version. It ended with nine seasons.
That was when they got married or no?
Yeah, first three, who was about Dorian and Melody?
Yeah.
Yeah, first three, season three, they got married. Season three, they got married. Then when they got to be T, Merlin, Melody and Darwin was only for, I believe, two more seasons. They left by season, I think season five. And then from 6 to 9, Lauren London, Jay Ellis took over the role. And then they added Brandy as well. And a whole bunch of other characters.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it just made my stomach throw the decline of the show. As a fan, I was disappointed in all the changes.
Yeah. And I completely get it. You know, how I feel about the game was we were talking about the reboot after I'm done, but how I feel about the original game was I was enjoying it, you know. I was enjoying the game. You know, at first when it first came out, I was like OD heavy on it. Cause I wasn't watching the first two seasons, but I wasn't watching season three like that because I was at home a lot. You know, season three was airing. But I was enjoying it, you know. And then when it got canceled, I was upset about it because I felt like, oh dang, you know. Cause I remember during the time it was canceled because the first writer's strike, literally.
Yeah.
It was the first writer's strike. So, and the game was a really good show. I felt like it didn't deserve to be canceled the way it did, you know. Especially with CW, they would move channels too, and basically started showing that they didn't want on CW. It was a lie. It was a lie. So when it was on BET, I was happy because now they get to, you know, the words of Cody Rhodes, they get to finish the story. And you know, first two seasons when it was on BET, season 4 or 5, I enjoyed it. And then season 6, I was enjoying it because of the Lauren London was on it, and I love Lauren London. You know, I had a big question on London. But then the show itself just got pretty much. I agree with you. It was a lie. It was a lie, you know. And it wasn't the same. But you hear the thing, when you get attached to a show and things just start to change, you just continue to be a fan of that show. Basically, you just want to stick it out to the end because you're curious to see how it ends. And that's pretty much what I did with the game. Like, even though the show wasn't the same, I still kept going because I was already a fan of the show. And that's how that was. And the ending for the original BT version wasn't the greatest ending. It felt rushed. You know, it only had 9 episodes. At this point, I feel like BT just wanted to get rid of it at this point. The ending was not great. Yeah, it felt rushed. I feel like, yo, we need a proper ending. So when I heard about the reboot, I was a little bit happy about it. Could we get like a proper ending? But yeah. But now let's talk about the reboot. How you feel about the reboot of the game that came out 2001? Maybe 2021.
It was okay. It was good to see certain characters back. And now the storyline is basically like a new generation with Brittany and her friends and the I think Malik is in charge of the new team.
Malik is in charge of the new team.
So it felt good seeing these characters back in the new light, and it was an okay transition. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
Of a transition, it wasn't too far fetched. You know, they didn't throw in a whole bunch of mumble jumbo in there to make you get turned off. So, they did a good job, honestly, with trying to keep the authenticity and building the timeline up, because now you have, I think now Tasha had kids.
Yeah. Tasha had kids in the end there, but the daughter grew up in this one, basically, a little bit.
And then, of course, Brittany is the main character and everything.
Yeah.
And she was, what's her name? Jason Pitt's daughter and all that, so.
Yeah.
It's, you know. It's okay. I could deal with it, you know. I enjoyed it when it came out. I enjoyed watching it. At first, I was like, yo, so many changes. I don't know. I guess when I see these reboots, I get so accustomed to not to the old one that I don't want to see these characters come on. And I think Derwin came on the first episode, and Jason Pitts, right?
Jason Pitts did. Derwin didn't get a chance to come on.
Somebody else came on.
It was somebody else. Somebody else did came on. TT came on the reboot. I think it was. Somebody else did came on. The sad part, Derwin was supposed to come on. They're both coming for season 3. Saturday.
Yeah, oh, it was word that they were supposed to come on. Yeah, I remember that.
Him and Melody was supposed to come on, but then the show got canceled. And that's the part that sucks, you know. How I feel about the reboot. I thought it was really good. Of course, it was a new generation. I felt like the characters they had were actually pretty interesting. You know, I was invested in it. I liked the storyline in it. I liked the season 2 better than season 1. Because pretty much season 1 is pretty much they try to get their foot back in. But season 2, they went in, and I enjoyed season 2. I was looking forward to season 3. But then, of course, writer's strike happened. Paramount pretty much canceled the show. Paramount canceled a lot of shows during this time. Like, geez Louise. Like, it was pretty crazy and stuff like that. And I was just like, dang. And it was rumored that, you know, Melody and Derwin were supposed to come out for season 3. So I was upset about that. I was upset the way it ended, you know. But I enjoyed the reboot of the game. You know, it just sucked. I just felt like it should have not been in one Paramount Plus though. I felt like it was on the wrong streaming platform.
Yeah, it was on the wrong platform. It could have been on something else.
I agree. Maybe even BT Plus. I feel like if it was on BT Plus, it probably would have done way more than Paramount. Yeah. When I saw it was on Paramount Plus, I'm like, I got a feeling something bad gonna happen with this show. I knew something bad gonna happen with this show, you know. So I wasn't really surprised, you know. And like I mentioned with the Wonder Years, they didn't care. They didn't care about it. They only do that with the black shows, basically. They just don't really care about it, you know. And that's what sucks, you know, and that's what sucks. So stuff like that. But there you go. Next, we got The Proud Family. You know, with the original Proud Family came out in 2001, it had 3 seasons. And then it had the reboot, The Proud Family, Louder and Prouder, that came out in 2002, which had 2 seasons and season 3 on the way. How you feel about The Proud Family?
I love The Proud Family. My family was the shit to me. Like Sugar Mama, Bobby, Trudy, and Oscar, the twins, and Penny. I mean, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. No, Proud Family was a good show, you know, when it was on Disney Channel, you know. Theme song, of course, was dope, you know. I like every character on it, you know, Penny Proud, Sugar Mama, Oscar Proud. One thing about the problem, they had a really dope cast, yo. They had a really dope cast, the original. You know, of course, Keller Pratt,
Tommy Davidson,
Joe Marie. You know, and it was a lot of those people in the Proud Family. Then of course, Orlando Brown was an original. So yeah, Proud Family really dope. Louder and Prouder, though. Kiki Palmer was a good addition to Louder and Prouder. I feel like it was a good reboot. I felt like nothing didn't really change except that they were like 1 year older. I enjoyed Louder and Prouder, you know, and I'm happy that it got another season coming. And good to see everybody back, and of course except for Orlando. But I like Proud Family. Louder and Prouder was really good. And how you feel about Louder and Prouder?
Louder and Prouder, a lot of the topics, you know, opened my eyes, you know, with the two dads and whatnot. The topics was really interesting, but I realized what they were doing was like trying to make it for relatable for the culture for this time and stuff. And I'm not gonna lie, they kind of did a good job in incorporating this culture and this this time period, especially with the guest appearances, with Lizzo and the guy, and a couple other guest appearances. They made it. They did a good job. I'm not gonna lie. Proud Family Reboot was definitely a good one for me.
Yeah, I agree. They did a good job with guest appearances and everything about the show. You know, it was not a bad reboot. I think this also was one of the most successful reboots as well. And yeah, there you go. And season 3 will be coming back. They didn't fully announce it, but I think they're going to come back later this year. Either later this year or 2024. Alright, next we're going to talk about Saved by the Bell. So, you know, the original Saved by the Bell came out with their first show called Come On In, Miss Bliss. This came out in 1987, 88, when that timeline. Then after, they switched up the whole show. Come On In, Miss Bliss was more about the teachers. It wasn't about the students. But then they switched the format to Saved by the Bell. That was dropped in 1989. We had 4 seasons. Of course, the original cast members were Zach, Slater, Jesse, Kelly, and then, you know, Screech, and Lisa. They had 4 seasons. Then they had a spinoff show called Saved by the Bell, The College Years, which was a prime time on NBC, which only had 1 season, but it was bad, so they canceled it. But also during this time, Saved by the Bell had a reboot during this time. As early in the 90s, in 1993, they had a reboot called Saved by the Bell, The Next Class, which Mr. Belden was part of that reboot. And then when season 2 came, Screech joined them on that reboot, which had 7 seasons. Just as even more successful than the original. I don't know how, but it was more successful than the original. And then years later, Saved by the Bell had another reboot that came out in 2020 that came on Peacock. So, and that only had 2 seasons. So I want to ask you, how do you feel about the original Saved by the Bell? And did you watch the reboot?
I love Saved by the Bell. Saved by the Bell was fresh. It was fun. It was a real cool theme song. And Zach was my favorite character in Screecher. And you know, the girls was cool too. It was a dope show. I loved it. I didn't watch the reboot stuff.
I guess I take it from here. So Saved by the Bell. I enjoyed Saved by the Bell, you know, when it was NBC. It was a really good show and stuff like that. I love all the characters. Even though I did like Zach as well, even though Zach was trash. I had a crush on all the girl cast when I was younger. I ain't gonna hold you. But of course, Kelly was, you know, my biggest crush though, of course. And I enjoyed the storyline. I couldn't say about it, but it was cheesy. But it was one of those fun cheesy shows though. It was cheesy, but it was one of those fun cheesy shows. And yeah, I enjoyed Saved by the Bell. And then when they went to college, which I wouldn't say that was a reboot, that was more of a spinoff, because basically the original character moved on to something new. It was cool too. I like that it was kind of connected to the original Saved by the Bell with some of the same characters. Zach, Slater, Screech, and Kelly was on it. You know, in the original, Essence Atkins was one of the main characters in those college years, in the pilot episode. And then they switched it because Kelly wanted to come back. Which was weird, but yeah. but then that got canceled with it. They gave them a finale movie to FEMA fix their wrong. But then they had the new class, which I watched New Class when it was airing in 1983 on Saturday mornings. I mean, it wasn't the same. It wasn't great. You know, it wasn't great, but when Screech got added to it, when he came with Mr. Belden, it got better. But of course, it didn't hit the magic of the original, you know. Of course, the new class, I don't remember it fully, but from what I remember, it was a cool first reboot show. I remember. And then I rocked the Peacock reboot show, and it wasn't that great. Yeah, it wasn't that great. Slater and Jesse was the main characters in the reboot, though. They were the main characters. They was both with Jesse was the principal of the reboot, or she was like one of them, or like assistant principal or something like that. And Slater was like the gym teacher in the reboot. Zach and Kelly, they both made appearances. And Lisa made an appearance in season 2, which I didn't really finish season 2, but. And they made a trivia episode to Screech. So, I mean, yeah. Even though I didn't finish the reboot, it did get canceled after 2 seasons. But it wasn't a great reboot, though, in my opinion. It wasn't a great reboot at all. I'm not going to hold you. But that was Saved by the Bell. But I do agree, the original theme song was amazing, son. But the reboot theme song was terrible because Lil Yachty was singing the reboot theme song, and off the back, that turned me off the back. So, yeah. Let's carry on. I'm just disappointed when I talk about that just now. Next show we're gonna talk about is we talk about this show so many times on this show. I lost my voice about the show so much. We talk about the show so many times, like Boy Meets World. one of the pretty much mini shows that we spoke about on the show, Boy Meets World. And Boy Meets World came out on 1983, which was a part of TGIF. It had 8 seasons, and then in 2014, it had a reboot show called Girl Meet World, which was based on Corey and Topanga's daughter that came out in 2014 on Disney Channel. How you feel about it, Roddy?
For the umpteenth time, I love it. Everything about Boy Meets World, I love it.
Facts.
Everything. The storylines, Mr. Feeny, the storylines between Corey and Sean and the brothers and everything, and I just loved it. I even now as an adult, I try to rewatch episodes because I loved it so much.
Nah, I'm not gonna hold you. As much as we talk about the show, I love the show. Y'all already know that we talk about the show so many times. I love every character. I had a crush on Topanga growing up as well, and it was an amazing show. I love the storyline. I love the show when it got older because it started to be more relatable for people my age. And lesson, it pretty had many lessons on the show. And also, we all need a teacher like Mr. Feeny, you know. He was an amazing teacher. He was an amazing character. Yeah. Boy Meets World was just an amazing show. No. And how you feel about Girl Meets World?
Girl Meets World was It wasn't too bad. They had, you know, it was good to see everybody come back because, of course, you know, with Corey being the teacher and Topanga being the mother, they was in almost every episode anyway.
Yeah.
But then bringing back all the other characters together, Eric, Sean, Angela even, Mr. Feeny, the father and the sister, and, bring them all back was good to see. And you know, as the episodes went by, it felt like it went in the direction of Girl Meets World, but then it was brought back as a revival of them dealing with being older and making appearances, because after a while they started to have the daughter Maya in the show, but at the same time, they started to have like Eric and Sean and had little storylines for them. So it felt like it was like a side A and B of A Boy Meets World continued as the later episodes.
You know, I wasn't really the biggest fan of Girl Meets World because I felt like since it was a Disney Channel, it was too cheesy for me. But once they started bringing back old characters and stuff like that, I started to watch it a little bit. I noticed the story between Sean's character and Girl Meets World, with him and the girl, and then, you know, Riley and the other character, the other girl character, stuff like that. And honestly, I'm gonna keep 100. I watch Girl Meets World for the nostalgic. I watch it for the nostalgic.
Which is probably mostly all of us our age did too.
Pretty much. And I enjoyed it 100%. I'm not gonna hold you for the nostalgic. But I felt like, I always say this on when we do the review on Boy Meets World, Girl Meets World. I felt like if it was on a different channel, I felt like it could have done better. I felt like it could have done better. I feel like they could have went more deeper with the stories and stuff like that. You know, if it was on different channel.
Well, I feel like somebody else is gonna pick it up somewhere.
It might be possible. I feel like they might do it sitting out Disney and being more not OD Kitty now, because now they're playing like literally adult stuff on Disney Plus. I feel like it might be possible for them to pick it up to somebody to pick it up to make it, you know, another reboot. I wouldn't be surprised at this point. They're making another
if it gets revived again, like, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Because it seems like the characters who were in the original, they generally wanted to keep the show going.
Yeah, they did.
And they loved coming back to work with each other. That's what it looked like.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, they had they have amazing chemistry.
And hey, I mean, I kind of wish that another reboot show would have happened, like Family Matters, if they would have continued it.
I got a question about that later. So save that answer. You read my mind, Roddy. Save that answer. I got a question about that later. But yeah, but for real, Boy Meets World was an amazing show. Like I said, growing up, it gave a lot of lessons. I wish Girl Meets World was for that as well, but of course, Girl Meets World was for the ladies anyway, so I wouldn't expect that. But good thing I watched Girl Meets World for the nostalgic. So yeah, Girl Meets World wasn't really for us. Let's say that Girl Meets World was not for us. It was more for the ladies. But yeah. So the next show, I'm not sure you watched this reboot. You probably watched the original. But I got it on this list because I did watch the reboot for this. I got iCarly, you know, which was one of the Nickelodeon shows. The original iCarly came out in 2007. And then later, it got picked up on Paramount Plus, and it was revised on 2021. And have you watched the original or the reboot of iCarly, Roddy?
I watched iCarly, but not... Not like all the time, like every now and then I was watching it when it was in the run.
And you never watched the original? You never watched the
reboot? Nah.
Okay, so let me pick this up. So, I can hold you, I watched the original iCarly, but it was too kiddie for me. Like, you know, during this time, I was like a little older. I watched it for a little bit, and it was too kiddie for me. No, I was like, yeah, this is not for me. But when it got picked up by Paramount Plus, I was curious about it because it was older now, and it was a reboot, and it wasn't a kiddie reboot. And I gotta hold you, they did a thing on the reboot for iCarly. You know, character that was more older, it was more adult-oriented and stuff like that. The topic was really interesting, and it was a fun reboot. You know, the reboot had three seasons. Sadly, Paramount Plus canceled it, which I'm a little shocked that they did, actually. I'm not going to hold you. I'm shocked that it was one show that I actually shocked that Paramount canceled. It was iCarly. But, of course, this also got affected by the writer's strike. A lot of the characters did came back from the original, except for Sam, due to reasons about you know, the past and stuff like that. But I gotta hold you. They did really good with this reboot, though. And the story for this reboot was really interesting. I did wish they had one more season, at least to finish the story. It ended off where I calling me her mother. When she meet her mother, it ended from there. So I just felt like, I never could pick up iCarly. I ain't gonna hold you, but it was a cool reboot. I ain't gonna hold you, it was a cool reboot. But that's all I gotta say about that, you know. But yeah. next show we're gonna talk about is That 70s Show. And you know, That 70s Show came out in 1998. It had 10 seasons. You know, first 9 seasons were really dope. Until last season when Eric was in it, and David Castle, and it went downhill after that. And The 70s Show was really cool. Then they had The 80s Show, which was connected to the original. And I guess you call this a spinoff. You call it a spinoff. But it was connected to the original character. And that only had one season, and that got canceled. And then now in 2023, they had That 90s Show, which is a reboot to the original, which is about Eric and Donna's daughter as the main character. Kelso's son is also a main character in the show. And yeah, how you feel about That 70s Show and that 90s Show?
That 70s Show, I loved it. It was hot, it was fresh, it was funny. I loved the characters on That 70s Show. No. Michael, of course, Mila Kunis was, what was her character's name?
Jackie.
And the rest of the gang. It was a great show. I liked That 70s Show. That 90s Show. It was cool. It was watchable, you know. I watched every episode, even though like it was like the they only had like what 10 episodes on when they did the reboot.
Yeah, 10 episodes so far, yeah.
Yeah, I flew through those episodes, and it was interesting. It still had the same energy. It was just and then of course with the antics of Red and Kitty and all that stuff, and the daughter trying to explore herself in the house with the neighborhood kids and stuff. It had the same feel, so it didn't really feel like it was too far off, and I liked it.
And let's see, The 70s Show. You know, I didn't watch That 70s Show when it was on Fox or doing it run. I watched it when the car played reruns. And it was really good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every character. Ashton Kutcher character was my favorite. Michael. That dude always made me laugh. Of course, Fez was funny as well. Mini Kumail character. I loved Jackie. And then every character on that show was really good. It was real casting. Everything about them was real good. Every cat personality was real good. It was a real funny show. No, it was a real funny show. And of course, Red and Kitty. Enough said about that. But of course, when That 90s Show came out, I was curious about it. And I watched That 90s Show. And it was really good so far. I liked that it brought back Red and Kitty, which brought a good feel to the show. I think it's good to have the back so for now, because you know, no kids, no new characters, they can't carry the show yet. I'm pretty sure soon they're gonna carry the show in future episodes, future seasons, but it was good to see Red Kitty back. It's good to see some of the old characters come back too. Good to see Donna, Eric come back, Jackie, and Michael come back as well. Good to see like some of the kids a part of the show. And yeah, also good to see Fez back too. Fez came back as well. I mean, we wish we could see High, but for reasons. Yeah. But The 90s Show was a really good show. And yet, they got renewed for season 2. I believe season 2 should be later this year. I think that show also got affected by the writing strike. I know originally it put that 16 episodes of season 2. I'm not sure if that's going to change, but yeah. And you know, That 90s Show was a really good show, and yeah, they did a good job with That 90s Show. Alright, next show that we're gonna talk
I'm glad that everybody is still up and well and doing it.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that 100%. All right, next show that we're going to talk about is That's So Raven. So the original That's So Raven came out in 2003 with star Raven Simone, had Orlando Brown, had, I can't remember the girl who named Chelsea name, and it was about a girl who was a psychic, and then, That's So Raven had four seasons, I think it was four to five seasons, but then they had a reboot later called Raven Home. That came out 2017, with about pretty much Raven family, and Chelsea's son was also in it. So we're gonna start off with how you feel about That's So Raven, and then you watch Raven Home.
I love That's So Raven when it came out. No. Raven with the sidekick, and I wish I had psychic powers. That's how interested I was. I was literally sitting there watching almost all the episodes, all the storylines. Her and Orlando was definitely my favorite characters on the show. Yeah. And then the father, whenever he would appear, he'd be funny too. He'd be the comic relief. Raven's dad.
I love
That's So Raven. It was a good show. I didn't necessarily watch Raven's Home. I think I only watched like one episode, but I didn't continue.
Okay. That's So Raven was a really good show. You know, it was one of the best Disney Channel show I could do this time. You know, I agree with you. Orlando was one of my favorite characters as well on That's So Raven. And That's So Raven was a fun show. I agree with you. I want a psychic powers as well, son. I really want a second pilot as well. And yeah. Raven. That's a really good show. Raven Home. I was curious about Raven Home because I was a fan of That's a Raven, so I was curious to watch it. And it was a pretty good show. Of course, it was not like That's a Raven, but it was through a pretty good show. It was basically about Raven's kids, her twin kids. I forgot the kid's name. They were twins. One girl was smart, and the other one, the son, had psychic power, just like his Raven. And it was pretty cool. Chelsea was on it. She had a son on it. And it was a fun dude. They brought back some of the characters. They brought back the dude of Devon, who was Raven's boyfriend in the original series, which is the baby father in the reboot. They brought back the father in later seasons, and the mother came back in later seasons as well. And I brought back a couple of people. Even brought back the girl from 3LW. Adrian character was on Raven Home as well. And yeah, Raven Home is a good show. I didn't finish the show yet, so I didn't get to the later seasons. But to this day, Raven Home is still on the air. It did not get canceled. It's still on the air. I believe about to hit season 7. I believe. So shout out to Raven Home. And the last show that we're going to mention is, well, when I thought about this show, it already had original shows already. And they had their reboot show in 2001. When 14 seasons, they had another reboot show in 2016. And then they're supposed to have a newest reboot show, which we don't know when that's coming out. We got Degrassi. So the first Degrassi show came out in the 1979, which was called The Kids of Degrassi Street.
Wow.
Which started off as like a movie, but it turned into a show called The Kids of Degrassi Street. Then those kids on that show became on this show called Degrassi Junior High, which started with, you know, Snake, Spike, and but there was a junior high. Then 2 years later, it started Degrassi High, which Fremont had them and have some more characters on it. Then, you know, Degrassi took a break during the 90s. They took a break during the 90s. And they came back in 2001 with Degrassi, The Next Generation.
It's a lot of history, bro.
It is fun. For 40 years. 40 years. Degrassi been around. 40 years.
And I want to know if the creep. They probably changed the creator multiple times during that thing.
No, the same creator for all the shows.
You lying. This is an old ass man at this point.
woman. A woman.
Oh, this is all that. This is an old woman at this
point. Yeah, a woman. She ran the show. And fun fact, she got a documentary coming out. Just talking about 40 years of Degrassi. So
we get to see her. I get to see her face. Okay.
Yeah. I think it's clips online now. I've seen a little bit. It's clips online now. But yeah. But those Degrassi that we're going to talk about is 2001. Degrassi, The Next Generation. With some of the original cast is on The Next Generation. You know, Snake, Spike, Joey's character was in the original. Caitlin's in the original. And yeah. So, how do you feel about Degrassi, The Next Generation?
Degrassi, The Next Generation was great. It was a lot of deep topics in every episode, you know. And when they say that it goes there, it really went there.
That's a fact, son. That is a fact.
Like, they touched on a lot of... Well, it's a whole show, so they touched on a lot of stuff.
Dude, a lot of topics, yo. A lot of topics.
Yeah. I remember the Hazel episode. She was doing a project, and somebody did something on her. Somebody wrote something on her thing, like Muslim or something. I forgot.
Yeah.
And you know, some of those episodes with the hate crime just made me cry, because it's like the whole racism and stuff in the school.
Yeah.
And then of course with the whole, you know, there's a lot of topics they had.
Yeah.
I think everybody was just going through something. That's how you could think of Degrassi.
Yeah. And I like the whole thing. Degrassi was a really good show, because Degrassi Next Generation came out at the same time when we was in high school. So a lot of things that people on those shows were going through, in reality, a lot of us who was in high school during this time, from our school and other people out who are our same age, were going through the same exact thing.
Yeah, very relatable.
Like, yeah, very, very relatable on certain topics, you know, like the culture, pregnancy, cheating, so our parents' abuse, rape, a lot of stuff. We all could relate to all these topics. And like you said, yes, that show really went there. Like, they talk about every topic, drugs, a lot of stuff. And they brought back they had a lot of memorable characters, a lot of memorable characters doing this show, you know. And it was an amazing show. I enjoyed Degrassi. Of course, I enjoyed the first 10 seasons. And the last four just wasn't hitting the same, because it wasn't for us anymore. It was for the younger generations. So, and then the reboot after that. So, I feel like, what the characters our age graduated, we pretty much graduated too. And you learn a lot from that show. I hope you learn a lot from that show. Especially if you watched it during the time that you was in high school as well. You definitely learned a lot from that show. It was a really, really dope show. You know, it's Next Generation, they're on for 14 seasons. You know, and they have many memorable characters like Paige, Jimmy, Spinner, Emma, Manny Santos. Oh my God, Manny Santos. Craig, Danny, you know. That's a list of characters, man. We can't even go on. Might have to do a whole episode of Degrassi on itself. But yeah, you know, Degrassi was a really dope show and had 14 seasons. Then they had another reboot. Well, I wouldn't say reboot. It was more of a character. I would call this one a reboot. It was more of a continuation, basically. From Next Generation, called The Next Class, that was on Netflix for 4 seasons. And I was just curious, because I was a fan of Degrassi, so I was curious to watch it. And it was just pretty much picking up where it left off. And it wasn't the same, you know, stuff like that. But it is rumored that they have a new reboot was supposed to come out last year. That was supposed to be on HBO Max. And I heard the original cast was supposed to be like the teachers or the parents and stuff like that. But HBO Max scrapped it. So, yeah, I think it might be a possibility for that reboot to come out. But, yeah.
Somebody
gonna pick it up, yeah. But would you want to see a reboot of Degrassi?
I don't know. I feel like my attention span is already gone. I think it depends. If I see clips and it intrigue me, then I'll see from there. That's it.
I know for me, the only way I would want to see the reboot of Degrassi if the original cast, some of the original cast is involved in there.
That's what
the original cast is involved in. Yeah, I think that's the only way that I would really be excited to see a reboot of Degrassi. But other than that, yeah. All right, Roddy. So I got a question to ask you. So if you had it your way, and you had to pick a show that had not been rebooted yet, either to come back for, a new season, the same cast, or come back with a whole new cast, what show would you want to see a reboot for? You could name maybe 3 to 5 shows.
Wow.
Yeah, name 3 to 5.
3 to 5?
Yeah.
I can't even think of more than one.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Alright, I'll go first. Alright, so if I have to tap it my way, I have to pick a show that I would want to see a reboot show for. First thing first, since this show was supposed to be rebooted, but Disney canceled it, and Hulu didn't want to do it, Lizzie McGuire's one. I want to see Lizzie McGuire reboot, because it was supposed to be more of an adult theme reboot. It was not supposed to be a kiddie reboot. So, Lizzie McGuire is one of them that I want to see a reboot for. The second one, and this is one of your favorite shows, Roddy. But I ain't gonna hold you. I would be curious to see a reboot of this show, even with the same characters. I mean, not really, more of a continuation. Neil Undercover.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Neil Undercover, I want to see a reboot for. The third show, I feel like this one is possible to happen because with this show, you can have a new cast of the show. But the original people could still be involved. Just like Degrassi show, this type of show could switch up with the cast. A Different World. I want to see a reboot with Different World. I heard rumors that it was supposed to be a reboot, and Debbie Allen was supposed to be involved in it. But I don't know what happened with that. That one show, I want to see a reboot, A Different World. The fourth one, since this had a movie recently, this dude had a movie recently, it would be pretty good to see a reboot show with them two together. Even though one of them did have a show, but it didn't do that great. But with them two together, I feel like this show would be successful. A reboot of Kenan and Kel. And the last one. Now, this one's going to be a little hard. The last one, I got to think of this one for a little bit. Okay, so this reboot, I feel like this show deserves an ending. This show never got an ending. And even I enjoy this show. I know a lot of the ladies will enjoy this as well. Girlfriend deserves an ending. Whether it's a movie or another season, a reboot season or something, Girlfriend deserves an ending. So I'm going to add Girlfriend as my last one.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And what about you, Wahi? If you can't name 5, name at least 3.
Well, if I could have my, I think I would have like Family Matters do a reboot. I mean, Laura and Steve continue their story. They have kids and you see them living adult lives. You see Harriet and Carl play with the babies and whatnot, and you see Eddie have some career, and he comes around, he lives with them, but he's still out doing his thing. He just staying there temporarily, and he let's see who else. Yeah, you have Eddie and whoever he's with, and I don't know if Waldo and what's her name will be on it, but yeah, that would be the reboot for Family Matters if I could. Maybe.
Hold on, right, before you continue, I got a fun fact about Family Matters. So the crazy thing about Family Matters, they were supposed to have a proper ending. They were supposed to have a tough season. That's the suck part about it. I actually would like that too. They were supposed to have a season 10, if they didn't go to CBS. The one at season 10 where Steve and Laura were supposed to get married. If you notice in the season 9, Eddie Ray had a career. He became a cop just like his father. So they could have continued that in the reboot and stuff. Like, he could have been like a bit cheap by then and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, he did have a career.
So, if Eddie made a reboot, would have been cool. I would agree with that. That would have been a cool reboot. That would have been cool. All right, continue, Rodney. Continue.
For some reason, if they would have did a reboot of Wayne's Brothers, I love the Wayne's Brothers. Like, can't tell me nothing. I just wanted, in the reboot, of course, Sean would get married and have a kid and a wife and kid, and Marlon would still be pursuing his modeling thing, but he finally makes it and he turns into a different person and acts and live in a fancy life and try to play Sean and stuff and don't make time for him and stuff. You know, that's how we see the reboot happening.
Yeah.
And Pops will be around scolding them, even though the diner would be relocated to a better location. That would be the premise of it. Because, you know, if you do a reboot, you got to change up some stuff.
Yeah. But I think the only thing with that, you know, John Ritter, too, you know, passed away. So I guess they could honor him, the diner, with his legacy, you know, and stuff like that. Unless you talk about if John Ritter was still alive, I guess you talk about...
Who knows if they're going to do it now? I mean... I know it's still possible, but who knows if they want to go that route. But I understand that it would be, if they do it now, like today, yeah, they'll mention John Witherspoon in it, of course, and whatnot, they would have introduced a good friend of Pop's.
He'd be running
the diner.
Or
a cousin or a brother that was very close to him, and they just reminisce about it and everything. And
that could work too. Yeah, that could work.
That's how they do in the honor.
That could definitely work. And do you got one more?
I can't think of another one.
Alright, there you go. Alright, so before you go, we're gonna play a segment game, and the game will be called "Would You Watch This Reboot?" So I list some shows that's reboot that's out now, basically, and some that's announced to be coming out soon. And my question to you is, would you watch this? Or if you have watched it, say yes, I watched it before. And if you did watch it, did you like it or not? Yeah. And so are you ready? I'll be close to this as well. All right. So this show I got. It was announced that it was supposed to be a reboot, but it had not been released yet. Would you watch a Smart Guy reboot?
Yes, I would.
I would as well. This also was announced recently. Sister Sister had the reboot. Would you watch the Sister Sister reboot?
Of course.
Yes, I would as well. Okay. This reboot came out already, but did you watch the Charm reboot?
Definitely did not.
I'm not gonna hold you. When Charm reboot came out, I was skeptical about it. You know, I wasn't a fan of it at first, but then when I actually took the time and watched it, it was really, really good. It was better than I expected. Of course, it wasn't better than the original, but it was better than I expected. So I'm gonna say, yeah, I did watch the Charm reboot. It was better than I expected. Did you watch the DuckTales reboot?
Definitely did not.
I didn't watch too much of it. I only watched like a few episodes, but I heard a lot of people say this reboot was really good. Shockingly enough, this reboot was really good. Okay, would you watch a Duck Green Duck reboot?
Yeah.
I would as well. They announced Duck Green Duck. I'm having a reboot. I don't know when it's coming out. They teased it on the Chip and Dale movie. That came out a couple years ago, and like at the end, Duck Green Duck was at the end, and the people teased that a reboot was coming out. I don't know when it's coming out, but yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. All right. This next show, the original of it came out in the 80s, but they came out with a reboot CW a couple years ago. Did you watch the Dynasty reboot?
Definitely did not.
Okay. I started watching it recently, and it's pretty cool. I mean, I didn't watch all of it. I only watched like 3 episodes of it, and that's that. All right, did you watch the Walker reboot?
No.
I actually watched Walker. The only reason I watched it because my dude from Supernatural was on it. I watched the first 2 seasons of Walker. It was pretty interesting. I did watch the original 2 with Chuck Norris. But yeah, it wasn't my cup of tea, but they did actually did pretty good with this reboot though. But I'm pretty much behind this reboot. I'm not gonna hold you. Did you watch 90210 reboot? They had 2 reboots, 90210.
I definitely did not.
The first reboot was when it came on CW. I did watch that one. That's the one that had one of the girls from Degrassi was on it. That had Mac Wow was one of the main characters on it. And they had Uncle Becky from Full House was on this reboot. And I'm not gonna hold you, this was a really good reboot for 90210. Alright, next show I've got is MacGyver. Did you watch a MacGyver reboot?
Definitely no.
I did not watch this reboot either. But did you watch Maximum P.I. reboot?
No.
I did not watch it either. Alright, did you watch The Conners, which is a Roseanne reboot?
I know of it, but I didn't watch one episode. I'm sorry.
Me either. I did not.
The rest of them I definitely didn't know about.
The thing was, I did watch Roseanne when I was younger a little bit. It was one of those times where if it came on, I watched it. But it was just like, which one of that thing? No, I did not watch when Roseanne came back for that last season before she got fired from her show. And no, I did not watch The Conners either. And like you, I didn't really care about it. I didn't care about it. So this one is a tricky one. So I guess you can say this one is a two reboot show. So Rugrats. So did you watch Rugrats All Groomed Up? That's one reboot. Okay, of course you did. I watched it, but I didn't watch it like that. I remember because back then I didn't have Nickelodeon. I didn't have the luxury to watch Rugrats All Grown Up as much as I want to. I probably watch it now, but yeah, I didn't watch All Grown Up. But also, did you watch the newer reboot from Rugrats that came out like 2 years ago? It's on Panama Plus.
I didn't care for it.
Me either. The way this design was, yeah, I wasn't feeling it either. And I heard they changed a lot of stuff for that reboot. So yeah. Did you watch the Powerpuff Girl reboot that came out in 2017, I think?
I peeped it, but I didn't stick it out.
Same over here.
It was too much changes. It was too much. It just didn't feel right to me.
I agree. It didn't feel like the original at all for me. I agree. It didn't feel like the original at all.
So it's like one of them things you just watch to see what it was like.
Yeah.
If you like it, you'll continue. If not, you'll be like, nah. So I didn't like it.
I agree with you on that. I forgot this was a reboot. Did you watch The Flash? No. You said no?
I said no.
I forgot this was a reboot because they came out with The Flash in the 90s. But of course I watched The Flash. I watched it for 10 seasons. Nine seasons. Of course I watched The Flash, you know? Yeah, that's all I got to say about that. Have you watched How I Met Your Father? It was a reboot to How I Met Your Mother.
I peeped it for like 2 episodes, but I didn't stick with it.
I did watch How You Met Your Father because only reason I watched because Harry Duff was on it, and you know, and it was a pretty good show. I never really fully watched the original though, which had like 9 seasons, but I did watch the reboot. It only had 2 seasons. Hulu canceled it. Yeah. Did you watch Frasier reboot?
No.
Funny thing about Frasier was a reboot on its own anyway. But with a spinoff, so I was like, it was a spinoff from Cheers. And then it had the reboot that came out last year. And no, I did not watch the Frasier reboot either. I didn't watch the Frasier reboot. All right, did you watch the Goosebumps reboot?
The what?
Goosebumps.
No, I didn't even know they had one.
Yeah, they did. It came out last year on Disney Plus and Hulu. And I can talk about this. I'm not gonna hold you. I was curious to watch it. But like, oh, Goosebumps back! Like at first, I'm like, oh, I wasn't gonna watch it. But then I took the chance, and it was way better than I expected. I was like, okay, they did a good job on this reboot. I was like, wow, okay. So yeah, I did watch this reboot. It was pretty interesting. I'm not gonna hold you. It was pretty interesting. Did you watch Lethal Weapon? That came off Fox.
I did watch it, but I didn't like it that much, so I didn't continue it.
Yeah, you already know if you know about Lethal Weapon, it was a reboot based on the movies, and it turned into a show. And I did watch the show. It was pretty good for the first two seasons until they replaced the guy, the white guy. And it had added a Sean Penn guy, which made it unwatchable after that. No, I watched it. I try to continue to watch it because of David Wayne, because he's not my guy. But that's that basically. There's a lot of drama surrounding that show. This show was supposed to have a reboot, but then it got canceled. But I'm gonna mention this anyway. Would you watch a Boondocks reboot?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I would as well. I heard a lot of the characters were supposed to come back, but of course, when John Witherspoon died, a lot of their plans changed. And then they tried to put somebody else in grade there. I heard this didn't work out, and then they canceled it altogether. This was supposed to be on HBO Max. So, Next I got is Gargoyles. There was enough that Gargoyles is getting a reboot. Would you watch a Gargoyles reboot?
Yeah.
Yep, I definitely would too. I feel like I need to refresh watching the original series. But yeah. And last but not least, did you watch Cobra Kai, which is a reboot to Karate Kid?
No.
I did. Cobra Kai was a really good show, man. It's a really good show. Really interesting. I love what they do with the whole Karate Kid franchise. They turn it into a show. And I grew up watching Karate Kid, so watching the show and seeing like the characters who was in the original grew up, it was really great to see. And then, yeah. And that was this episode of The Old School Show. You know, thank you, bro, for always doing the show with me, son. This was a really fun episode. And happy with that, I'll be doing the show again. You know?
Definitely. Yeah.
There you go. And Roddy, let them know where they could drop your social media, where they could find you, and tell them about you, everything that you're doing.
Yeah, man. So you can follow me on IG at star.timeroddy and threads. And also, make sure you check out Star Time Podcast on all streaming platforms and YouTube by typing in Star Time with Roddy. Yeah, so season 2 just did a mid-season, and we'll come back very soon. All right,
there you go. And you can check out Mr. Gentleman, Life That Pocket Presents, The Old School Show, myself and the Star Rider Rod, every fourth Thursday, part of Spinoff Series Thursdays. Thank you, and we'll be right back. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, the Gentleman Like the Podcast and the Premier Boy Podcast. And this commercial is brought to you by the Premier Boy Podcast, where four Brooklyn dudes, where we talk about anything about the culture. You know, hosted by myself, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, Mr. Aaron Sands from King Talk with Aaron Sands, the star Roddy Rod, who is also my co-host of the Old School Show, and long live the Chief Mally Mal. And we talk many topics from politics, music, sex, love, relationships, and many more. And also every topic that's going on in the news right now. Many of our topics are very controversial, and the podcast show might not be for everybody because we talk about many explicit content. And yeah, so if y'all decided to check out the show, y'all be warned because y'all might need a drink or two. And yeah, because this podcast is so crazy, I'm shocked it had not got canceled yet. So if y'all looking forward to listening to the Premier Book Podcast, check it out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, and many more. Each and every Wednesday at 12 a.m., you can check out the Premier Book Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, Star Riding Rod, and Long Little Chief Mally Mal. This is your boy Ken, a.k.a. Benjamin. Have a good day and night wherever you're listening to this episode. Now back to the show. Cheers! I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning into the latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Pocket Presents The Old School Show. Every fourth Thursdays, a part of Spinoff Series Thursdays. I want to thank my co-host, of course, the bro, the star, Roddy Rod, for you know doing the show with me and always fun doing the show with you. And we got two more episodes left of The Old School Show. But y'all already know we are. Y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sunday for the main series, every Thursday for Spin-Up Series Thursday, where we have shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast, every first Thursday at 12 p.m., Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Ms. Vanna B, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m., and The Old School Show with myself and the Star Rider Rod, every fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. You can check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Good Pods, and many more. Y'all can rate the show 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, Podchasers. The more y'all rate the show, the more people know about Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. If you want me to guest on Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast for the main series or any of the spinoff series Thursday show, send me a bio about yourself and everything that you do to my email, kenypgent@gmail.com, or hit me up on social media, ken_mrgentleman. I repeat, ken_mrgentleman, gentleman. We can set something up. I am still looking for two guests for the final episodes of season 7 and a whole lot of guests for season 8. So hit me up so we can set something up. Also, y'all can check me out on the Premier Boys Podcast. Myself, Aaron Kito Sands, Star Rider Rod, Long Live the Chief Mally Mal. New episodes every Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Season 4 of the Premier Boys Podcast every Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Check out other shows from the Premier Powerverse. King Talk with Aaron Sands, hosted by Aaron King Talk Sands, every Friday at 12 p.m. Star Time Podcast is hosted by the Star Rider Rod every Monday at 12 p.m. And Welcome to the Trilogies, hosted by Long Live the Chief Mally Mal, every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Check out and support every show from the Premier Powerverse. And y'all can add me on Good Pod, Ken, Mr. Gentleman. Y'all already know Good Pod K, the many independent podcasters. We see where everybody listens to. We rate each other's shows, and we have the charts. At this time for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Achievements, where we spotlight everything Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast is doing. And due to this recording, time for the Good Pod charts. The top 100 shows, we are number 6 on the normal charts, number 5 on the indie charts for society and culture. We are still number 1. For society and culture. We've been number 1 for 7 days. And yeah, thank y'all for continuing to support Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. And for top 100 episodes, we are number 5 for the normal charts and number 7 on the indie chart for episode 137, Love is Love 2024, the Valentine's Day episode. And what I want to say, thank you everybody for continuing to support and listen to Mr. Gentleman, Like That Pod, So Good Pod, and any other platform. You know, it really means a lot. Once again, thank y'all. Check out the official website, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpodcast.com. You can listen to every episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. You can watch every video of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast from the audio versions, from Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast TV, from Mr. Gentleman Fat Quote of the Day, and subscribe to the YouTube at Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Check out every guest that's been on the show, all 65 guests. Check out every guest appearance that I've been on, more guest appearances coming soon, and of course, buy some merch from the Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast store at tpublic.com. Just search Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast, or y'all can buy it through the website. We have shirts, hoodies, mugs, and many more. Support the Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast store so we can buy more equipment to upgrade your listening experiences. So support the website, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpodcast.com. And once again, thank y'all for tuning in to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast Presents, the old school show, a part of Spinoff Series Thursdays. And we have another episode of the old school show next Thursdays at 12 p.m. where we are discussing One Hit Wonders. So, not on normal schedule, another episode of the old school show next Thursday. Have a good day or night wherever you're listening to this episode.
Hi, this is Marsha, and you're listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.